The Society of Fundraising Executives has shown that if you show the donor the tangible result of your gift, you'll raise more money. You'll raise it both as a higher average gift. You can go to somebody and ask them for more money because you can show them something that of value, and you'll get more frequent giving. You can convert annual givers to monthly giving, or go back with another program. And, you know, I'll talk about that in step five, raising more money. But once you've got the stack ranking of your most, which outcomes best further the mission in step one, and you have the economics of each program in step two, then you can start to figure out the most important decision every board and leadership team will have to make, which is, which programs do you stop? Which ones do you start? And which ones do you continue? And, you know, we've looked at the decisions that most nonprofits have to make. The hardest one is stop, start, continue on programs. Then you got to figure out when you're going to hire staff to fill those programs. So by looking at the ranking of the programs and the cost per program, it makes it a lot easier to figure out which are the ones that get you the biggest bang for your buck. And once you've prioritized that, then you can start to figure out when do you add new staff. And that's the driver of expenses for every nonprofit. It's typically 70 to 80% of the cost in a nonprofit is the people. So using that same data on which programs are the best and which the cost you per person, now you can start to make a data-driven decisions about adding staff. And that's where nonprofits really have challenges, because you're never going to want to fire anybody. So adding a headcount is forever. And that makes the budgeting process really challenging. So that's step three, you know, which programs most directly impact your mission, serve more people, and then contribute to your fundraising goals becomes the basis for deciding where to invest your dollars.